About a quarter of all the fish caught in the oceans don't land directly on our dinner plates. They're churned into something called fish meal. That fish meal is mainly used to feed farmed fish, which account for more than half of the seafood we consume globally. Along the coast of West Africa, global demand for fish is endangering a long-established way of life. Many people in Senegal and Gambia depend on fish for both food and income. But a recent influx of foreign-owned fish meal factories is threatening that livelihood. Emmanuel Londe reports.
The traditional fishing village of Kayar, 60 kilometres north of the capital Dakar, is the third biggest artisanal fishing port in Senegal. Thousands of people live off fishing in Senegal and in West Africa, from the fishermen themselves to the buyers, middlemen, the transporters, to the women who buy, gut, salt and smoke the fish, ready to be transported across the country to villages inland or even to Mali and Burkina Faso. Away from the hustle of the beach where the night's catch is being hauled and bartered off, smoke billows up from small ground fires where local women smoke the fish and prepare to sell it. Sohna Gay is 50-something years old. Sitting on an upturned bucket, she expertly handles each fish and delicately scrapes off their burnt black scales before placing it in a plastic basin that can easily contain 15 kilograms of sardinels, she says. Sohna Gay is angry. A factory in construction on the outskirts of the village could put her livelihood in danger. The factories buy small fish, including sardines, from local fishermen and process them to produce fish meal used to feed livestock, including aquaculture fish in Europe and Asia. Sohna Gay and hundreds of women like her would be made redundant if fish processing moves to the factories. She hopes the factory never opens, she says. The Spanish-owned factory in Kayar is almost completed. From experience elsewhere along the coast, fish meal factories usually employ just a handful of local employees. Everything is mechanized. Mamadou Mbaye catches and sells fish and is a member of the Fishermen's Association. The women have a vital role, he says.
These women put food on their families' tables. It's going to destroy their livelihoods. And that means it's going to plunge us into darkness.
Fueled by global demand, fishmeal is a growing industry in West Africa. Today, 3 million people work in the region's fisheries, which generate $2.5 billion each year from legal catches. In the long run, fishmeal factories will not help fishermen or fish stocks, says Abdoulaye Ndiaye, ocean campaigner from Greenpeace.
The first thing these factories do is show the fishermen that all you can fish, we can buy. But we're trying to establish sustainable fisheries, and we have to limit how much fishing we do. But limiting our fishing doesn't rhyme with opening a fish factory, because when you talk about fish factories, you're talking about surplus. And it's not in the interest of these fishermen to fish more, because when I fish less, I sell better. When I fish more, I sell less. So why fish more?
Fishmeal factories started operating in West Africa during the 1970s and 1980s, when some coastal countries signed fishing agreements with the Soviet Union in exchange for investments in the region. At first, the industry struggled to gain a foothold. The first factories in Mauritania closed due to low profits. But decades later, the industry took off. In Senegal, for example, fishmeal production in 1967 totaled just 2,000 tons. But by 2016, the yield had increased to 14,000 tons, according to data from the UN's Food and Agricultural Organization. Abdoulaye Ndiaye of Greenpeace says fish stocks are not increasing, but fishing in Senegal is. Today, the country's artisanal fishing fleet has more than 27,000 registered pirogues, the traditional longboats used for fishing.
If you look at Senegal's fish catch, the overall return isn't increasing, but the number of fishermen keeps climbing. Why? Because what 10 fishermen used to catch, today 100 fishermen catch the same quantity. What does this mean? We don't have enough fish, yet we're still focused on catching more fish.
One recent Tuesday in November, Greenpeace joined the Fishermen's Association and the women who smoke the fish to raise awareness about the impact of the fish factories. Amina Diaye from Saint-Louis in northern Senegal teaches management. She's come to raise awareness about what it's like to live near a fish meal factory.
As soon as the factory starts, no one can breathe in the surroundings. The first time we smelt it, we thought it was a dead sheep in the house. We all went outside at 2 a.m. to see what it was. It wasn't until the next morning we were told it was a Chinese factory producing fish meal and fish oil.
The fish meal factory near her school opened in 2017, but has been out of operation for 4 months due to residents protesting outside. The community come out and form a human chain to stop any fish from being delivered every time a vehicle comes near. They even have a lookout and spread the word by WhatsApp messages. Kamara, another Saint-Louis resident, says they won't stop until the factory shuts down.
Fish was caught in St. Louis, but the factory has not worked, and I repeat that that's thanks to the community, which is determined to save their environments and the quality of life. The factory has been out of action for 4 months.
A public-private meeting between the government and the fishing community was held in October on fishmeal factories in the country. Former Minister of Fisheries and Maritime Economy, Aminata Mbeng Ndiaye, called for a lot of data to be gathered. From the sounds of it, few statistics on the industry actually exist.
It will therefore be necessary during this meeting to share the situation of the flour and fish oil industry, the workforce, the mode of supply, exploitation, value, volumes, and to identify and analyze all the environmental, socio-economic, health and food impacts generated by these flour and fish oil factories.
Foreign-owned factories along the West African coast are creating conflict and confusion within local communities and economies. But the factories have some local supporters and have given hope to some residents of Kaya, like Bashir, a young fisherman.
I do not see any disadvantage yet. I mean, I'm not going to say that there aren't any disadvantages, but I don't see any.
According to Greenpeace, some 50 factories operate in Senegal, the Gambia and Mauritania. Their future depends on fish stocks and the support of local communities, which are already struggling to catch enough fish to make a decent living. For RFI, Emmanuel Landet in Dakar.